Vermont's film industry might not ever rival Hollywood, but state officials here say they could do more to support filmmakers. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
This fall, a Los Angeles-based film crew was in Vermont shooting the movie Soulmates. And over the years, movies like Baby Boom, What Lies Beneath, and Me, Myself, and Irene have set up their productions here. But when filmmakers come in from other states, it's not easy to track down a sound person or a lighting tech. Vermont Arts Council Director Karen Middleman says her group is helping the Agency of Commerce and Community Development create a database for out-of-state film teams that want to hire local crew members to work on projects.
When a film company comes from out-of-state to shoot in Vermont, there's evidently the perception that they can't find the talent that they need in Vermont if they need someone to be their gaffer or do electrical work for them. But I don't think it's accurate. I think we have it here.
Vermont used to have a film commission that offered tax breaks to filmmakers, but budget cuts shut down the program. Elaine Haney-Sopchak is with the Agency of Commerce and Community Development, and she says that while there might not be a lot of state money to use, there could be other ways to encourage more film projects.
The film and television industry is something that can be grown. And it's a smaller industry than others in the state, but it's nonetheless an industry that we want to support.
With the funded state program shut down, Haney-Sopchak says her office, Think Vermont, is looking for more cost-effective ways to support film and television productions. Haney-Sopchak has also been reaching out to filmmakers here in the state, and she says the industry needs some support and organization.
The overwhelming need is connection. It's been remarkable to learn about all these different amazing companies that exist in Vermont in farmhouses tucked in the woods all over the place. And a lot of these folks don't know about each other. It's important to provide some kind of connectivity for them.
Vermont's community TV stations could be resources for equipment and for trained crew members, Haney-Sopchak said. And independent filmmakers could also be better connected to film courses at Vermont colleges. She understands that while money is tight, she does hope to go to the legislature next year for some support. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.